An entitled Karen tries to steal a Pokemon plushie that I just purchased, claiming that she bought it for her daughter and that if I don't hand it over, she was gonna have me arrested. And I'm seriously blown away by this entitled Karen. Here's what happened. This story also came from the Am I the Jerk subreddit. Check the links in the description if you'd like to submit your own story. Okay, so this happened last week and I'm still wondering how someone could be so entitled and try and take anything that they want. For a bit of backstory, I love shopping at charity shops and I do so when I have some free time. You can find some amazing items for very cheap. I had just been in one of the shops when I noticed a little girl around the age of 5 pointing to me and yelling, "Mommy, she has a Pokemon plush. It's so cute." Now, the Pokemon plush in question was the Pokemon by the name of Eevee, and it looks like a tan-colored fox with long ears and a tail. I just smiled at this and continued on my way, only to then be stopped by the mother, who looks to be in her 40s, covered in makeup so thick she could join a circus and in high-heeled shoes. She looks at me and says, "Excuse me, my little girl would like that toy you have. Be a sweetie and go ahead and give it to her." Now, when she said this, I was shocked for a second. I then said to her, "I'm sorry, but I got it for me." I then turn to the little girl and I say, "I love this Pokemon too." The girl just nods and smiles, but this entitled Karen of a mother carries on. She says to me, "Give me the toy or you'll be sorry." I then just walk off, only to feel a very large tug on my bag and the woman grabbing the tail part of the Pokemon. I immediately yell at her and I say, "What are you doing?" And this is all while she's grabbing at the ears of the Pokemon plushie. So there I am, playing tug of war in the middle of the shopping center while a crowd of people are watching. The little girl is screaming out, "Leave her alone, mommy!" It's not long until a security guard walks up and asks what the problem was. This entitled Karen then does something that honestly blew my mind. She starts screaming out, "She stole my daughter's toy and I want her arrested." And when I heard this, I was honestly in complete shock. I say to her, "That is not true and I can prove it." And as I yell back, more and more people are starting to join the crowd around us. The little girl screams out and says, "Mommy, please don't lie. You're pulling off the Pokemon's tail. Please don't hurt it." Eventually, the guard takes the toy from both of us. The security guard tells everybody to calm down and then turns to me. And he asks me if I have any proof that this does indeed belong to me. So that's when I pull out the receipt. I say to him that it shows the price I paid, the shop name, and there's a tag on the toy that matches everything. The security guard takes a look at both, gives a nod, and says, "Yep, we have a match." Now, you would think that the Karen would have bolted at this point, but no, we didn't have that kind of luck. Instead, she continues to scream and wail. She says, "They match because she stole the bag. She is a thief. I want her arrested." And as she's screaming this, literally spit is flying from her mouth. Now, at this point, I feel sorry for the little girl who keeps tugging at her mom, literally saying to her that she wants to go home. And honestly, this is getting embarrassing and I kind of want to go home too. The guard then radios into the camera center. He says that we have a situation and then he asks them to take a look and tell him what they saw. Now, at this point, the Karen goes snow white. I've never seen someone change colors so fast, but it's not long before a response comes back. The security guard says, "Oh, I see," and then hands the toy back to me. He says to me, "I'm sorry for the trouble and I'll get this sorted out." Now, at this point, the entitled Karen actually tries to make a break for it, but the crowd that had gathered actually stopped her tracks. The security guard leads her away with a little girl behind them. I end up thanking them and have a few people ask if I'm okay or if I want a drink, but I politely say I'm fine and I say thank you right as the crowd begins to break up. After this, I immediately head home, wondering what on earth just happened and feeling sorry for the little girl. Now, as for the Pokemon plushie, it had a rip where the tail meets the body, but thankfully I was able to sew it up and place a ribbon bow where the fabric was ripping. But honestly, I just can't believe the entitlement of this entitled Karen. That is such an awful thing to try and do to somebody. Here you are just buying a Pokemon plushie that you really like, and then this crazy lady comes out of nowhere and tries to be like, "Yeah, you stole that from me. Give it back right now." Like, that is honestly such a stretch, it's not even funny. And it's also such an unreasonable attempt to try and steal from somebody. Like, the original poster has a receipt, and there's also probably cameras all over the place at the place you went to go shopping. So for this weird, crazy mom to walk up and be like, "Yeah, that's mine, you should give it to me," that is so uncalled for, and I really hope she got in trouble because of this. Because that kind of behavior absolutely should not go unpunished. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out, link down below in the description. Also, go to amithejerk.com/submit if you would like to submit your own stories. Am I the jerk for telling my cousin that I didn't get a graduation present? Because right now, my mom is furious with me, and I seriously now don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So I recently recently graduated from university with honors. I'm not from the United States, and I'm attending university for free with a scholarship, which took care of my housing and food situation. The country I'm from has really good deals for student dorms, and I was able to stay at a dorm for the entirety of my studies. I don't own a car either, as I work from home, and this will be important later on. I landed a stable job right after university, and I'm attending what you would call in the United States as grad school. My parents weren't really supportive during my studies. They expressed zero interest in attending my graduation or conferences where I presented my work. Well, yesterday I visited my uncle. He took his children to Paris for a holiday, and they had an absolute blast. So I went over to see the photos and videos, and just to hear about how it all went. My cousin, who's 8 years old, asked me if I've ever been to Paris, to which I told her no, but it is on my list. She asked me why I never went to Paris, and I told her I never had the opportunity to. Now, my university friend, who's 24 years old, was in Paris at the same time as my uncle and cousins, and they met by chance at a restaurant. My uncle knows my friend, and he mentioned that he saw them in Paris. For reference, my uncle is an interior designer, and he designed my friend's mom's house after I introduced them. I remembered he was gifted a trip to Paris and London as a graduation gift from his parents, and my uncle mentioned that my friend told him so. I remembered my friend telling me about that holiday, and I verified to my uncle that was probably his graduation present. And then my cousin asked what I got as a graduation present. Now, as you all probably have guessed by now, I got absolutely nothing. I'm absolutely not entitled to anything, but for context, my younger sister, who's 19, got into university this year, and my parents gifted her roughly $900 worth of gifts, including shoes and jewelry. I told my cousin I got myself a pair of shoes I really wanted for graduation, and from my first real paycheck, and my boyfriend gifted me a notebook. My cousin looked really sad, and told me that's really not enough for something as big as a graduation. My uncle looked really upset too, and I just switched over to another topic. Well, fast forward to this morning, and I got an angry call from my mother. She called me an ungrateful brat for demanding a gift for doing what was required of me to do, and asked if I wanted a participation trophy as well. She also mentioned that my uncle suggested they buy me a car, which is something I never wished for or even expressed in the slightest. She then said if I wanted a car, I should work for it, which is a sentiment I completely agree with. Eventually, I just hung up, because I didn't have it in me to try and deal with her. So honestly, am I the jerk in this situation for telling the truth? What should I do? No, you are definitely not the jerk. You didn't do a single thing wrong. For starters, I completely agree with you. You don't have to get something just because you graduated, and you were not expecting anything. Like, it really seems like you were just waiting in the sidelines and saying, okay, whatever, I don't really care. It's not that big of a deal, and I don't care if I get anything from my family, despite the fact that your family clearly favors your younger sister. But with all that in mind, the fact that your mom called you up and screamed at you, in my opinion, is the funniest aspect of this entire story. She didn't yell at you to reprimand you for being ungrateful. She yelled at you because you exposed the truth about her. She did nothing to celebrate your graduation. Like, that's really what's going on here, in my opinion. She clearly feels guilty, and she feels bad that now her uncle knows the truth about her situation. And that, in my opinion, is the best part about this. This is someone screaming because they're guilty, not because they're angry about something you didn't ask for. And on that note, your uncle is really stupid for even suggesting that you would want a car. Like, that was most definitely not a part of the conversation, and it's inappropriate for him to basically speak for you like that. But with all things considered, I don't think you did anything wrong. It's not like you were going to your uncle and being like, wow, I can't believe I didn't get anything for graduation. You were literally just answering an 8-year-old's question. Like, seriously, why would your mom freak out like that if she didn't have some kind of like underlying guilt about the way she treated you? Because clearly she plays favorites towards your sister. And now, in a roundabout way, you have exposed that to the rest of the family.
ButcherBox is 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood, all humanely raised with no antibiotics or added hormones. And all of that delivered straight to your door with free shipping, always. Imagine always having high-quality cuts in your freezer ready to go with no trips to the grocery store or planning out availability and knowing that it's food you can trust. There are curated to customized box plans at incredible value. Saving money at a grocery store is getting more and more difficult, especially when you're trying to get consistently high-quality meat. Sign up at butcherbox.com/jerk and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free-for-a-year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/jerk and use code JERK to choose your free for a year offer. Plus, get $20 off your first order.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
This next story came from the Am I the Jerk subreddit. Check the links in the description if you would like to submit your own story. An entitled jerk gets put in his place after he picks a fight with a wrong person. And I've honestly never been happier to watch someone get taken down in my life. Here's what happened. So I work in IT, and many moons ago, early in my career, I worked as a call center support rep for an internet service provider, and we'll just call that the ISP. Now, we are no strangers to calls from angry customers, but we had one within a few months of my time there that I still talk about to this day. We will call this guy Jerkface. Jerkface became very well known in the office as he would call in and rage for no reason at us, sometimes never even getting to what his actual problem is. To give you an idea of how infamous this guy was, at one point within a few nights, he called in and was hung up on by over 24 different representatives because of how much of a total jerk he is. The one time that I got him, he opted to cuss me out seemingly every other word. After trying my best to help and giving him several warnings to not use that kind of language, I too got to hang up on him and join the club of other people who have hung up on Jerkface. But a few representatives later, and he is where our story begins. He called back in to rage and wound up talking to another one of my coworkers, who we will call Joe. Joe is not his real name. When Joe answered the call, Jerkface, as always, preferred to cut him off and rant about how he's been on hold forever. He had a knack for vastly over-exaggerating the amount of time he was waiting. For example, when I talked to him, he had told me that he had been waiting on hold for about 5 hours, but our phone queue showed he had been waiting for only 5 minutes. I don't know every detail of what was said on Joe's call with Jerkface, but there are a few highlights that I can share with you that Joe had told me about afterwards. The first is that Jerkface made a vague threat towards Joe as he said the following, "How would you like to live to see tomorrow?" Now, clearly in customer service, it is common sense that you don't threaten customers back in cases like this, but Joe's response was pretty smooth. Joe is a veteran, and you could tell looking at him as he had the build of someone who was in the military. He very calmly responded to Jerkface. He said, "Sir, even if you did come after me, I'm a veteran. I could put a world of hurt on you 5 ways from Sunday." Jerkface then immediately started backpedaling. He said, "Well, I didn't mean it like that," but it then begs the question, in what way did you mean it? Generally, when someone says something like that, you can only interpret that in the manner that Joe did. The kicker of this call, however, came towards the end, as Jerkface started ranting about how ISP's employees should be forced to work 24/7 with no breaks and no time off at all, claiming that he works constantly with no breaks. Joe decided to call his bluff on this and asked him, "So what you're telling me is that you don't take any breaks at all?" With Jerkface responding by saying nope. My coworker then says, "Not even to use the bathroom or get a snack?" To which Jerkface responded by again saying the word nope. At this point, Joe decided to give the guy a break, as the next thing he said to Jerkface was absolutely priceless. Joe told the guy the following, "Okay, well, I'll tell you what I can do. I can schedule a technician to come out to your home and look at your service. And when he gets there, you and the tech can share a Twinkie." When Joe told me this, I laughed hysterically, as I had never heard of anyone in customer service responding like that. The story of this call was shared around for a while, and I still still share it with people today as an example of how not to be a jerk when dealing with customer service people. Ultimately, Jerkface wound up talking to the manager several levels up, and he was told that if he continued to call and harass any of us any further, his services would be terminated immediately, and we would refuse to ever service his home ever again. Well, we never heard from him again, but it honestly makes me wonder if he ever did get that Twinkie. Yeah, it's so disappointing when you have to deal with customers who act like this. This guy clearly called into this place just to scream at these workers. It didn't seem like he had any kind of problem going on, but instead he was just looking for a fight. And it's really funny that he ran into the one worker who just simply wasn't going to take it any longer. Like, this guy absolutely had it coming. The jerk face in this situation was so out of line, it's not even funny. I mean, I'm kind of surprised that it took this long just to get the higher-ups involved. So I think it's really cool that Joe was up for the task of putting this guy in their place. He was simply being so obnoxious and so uncalled for, and there's no reason he should have the right to talk to people in the way that he did. Today, I messed up by dumping a year-old grudge on the wrong person, and now I feel really stupid and I don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So I first want to start off by saying that every name in the following story is fake. So there is a decent amount of context that I need to explain. The three main people in this story are Mary, who got me into a friend group, Sarah, the problematic person who led the group, and Beth, who's one of Sarah's friends. We're all in our late 20s and early 30s. Near the end of 2021, I became part of a Discord friend group that started with a new friend of mine, namely Mary, as well as her friend Sarah. Mary and Sarah created the server together, but eventually had a falling out, and Mary left the group. I stayed in, but Sarah had a penchant for drama and immature behavior that led to a lot of conflicts, both involving me and involving other people in the server. She regularly pushed physical boundaries with people when she or anybody else was drunk. She tried to get my then girlfriend to hook up with her when I wasn't around, and did a series of other inappropriate things that made me and other people incredibly uncomfortable. Some of these things I experienced firsthand, and some of it I saw from the outside looking in, but there were countless other examples from firsthand witnesses. I mean, some of these things would make your skin crawl. Eventually, after being in the group for about a year, there was an incident that made me realize that nobody in the group would confront her when she did things like this. So I effectively ghosted the server. I stopped talking there and instead tried talking to the half dozen or so people I was closest to in my DMs. But most either didn't respond or indicated that they would only talk in the server, which I was eventually removed from. Losing all these friends at once really hurt. And for a few months, I often thought about what I would say to Sarah if I ever saw her again. In my head, I had a list of the worst things she's done to me and the group. Well, I eventually realized that this wasn't a healthy way to keep thinking about things. So I stopped thinking about it and became a lot happier. A short while later, I ran into Mary at a party, who is the original friend who got me into the group. We started hanging out as friends again for the past couple of months. No Discord or anything like that, and it was honestly really nice. But then, last night at Mary's birthday party, I was caught off guard to see Beth, one of Sarah's best friends from the server. I hadn't seen someone from the server in a while, and while I was still drunk, I had a flood of negative feelings, memories, and anxiety completely wash over me for a bit, but I decided it was best to just talk to other people. But then, on the way home, a group of the partygoers all traveled together on the subway, including myself and Beth. Eventually, it was only myself and her left on the train, and I decided, very poorly mind you, that I should finally talk to her. It started as an attempt at explaining why I was avoiding her or just being awkward tonight, and quickly spiraled into a bad time. I told her I had a weird feeling when I saw her, remembering the friends from the server that I had lost, with her included, even though we weren't that close. I asked if she was still in Sarah's server, and when she said yes, I asked if Sarah was acting any better. Beth asked me what I meant, and my drunk idiot brain decided to dump about half of the list of awful things it had stored up there for about the year prior. Now, Beth was immediately taken aback and rebuffed several of my points, specifically ones that happened to other people that I may have only heard about in passing. Every story was a first-hand witness who described their involvement and discomfort to me, but I decided to pivot to just my own accounts. She seemed surprised to hear about some of the things Sarah had done specifically to me, but I could tell I definitely lost the point of the conversation and was basically just having an impromptu meltdown over repressed memories to this person who didn't want to hear it. In the end, I apologized and said I was drunk and clearly just still very hurt over what happened. I told her losing so many friends at once was really hard on me, and I assume Sarah and people's allegiance to her and the server were the reason I wasn't hearing from anybody. A half dozen other people had left the server over the same time period due to their own falling outs with Sarah, and they were ghosted as well. Beth told me that she didn't know why people weren't talking to me and that I should ask them, which I then pointed out that I can't, since none of them will respond to me. It felt like a slightly improved tone for the conversation by this point. I mean, it was still a mess, but it was definitely less antagonistic. Beth then had to get off the train suddenly, all with a rushed farewell from the both of us. So that's honestly how I messed up today. I probably won't hear anything directly from any of the old server mates, but I imagine this incident will wrap its way through the gossip train all the way back to me soon enough. Yeah, I can definitely understand where you're coming from, and I can see how this is a massive mess up. For starters, Discord can honestly be such an obnoxious place. Like, don't get me wrong, it's great to hang out with people in chat and all this other stuff, but I have found so often that Discord drama can happen over the dumbest things. And if your friend group isn't strong enough, then suddenly you're gonna have some kind of weird falling out. And that, in my opinion, is already stressful enough. But the fact that one of the main members of that server not only left that server, but has decided not to deal with Sarah any longer, should be proof enough that Sarah is toxic, and that she clearly has problems that nobody seems to be brave enough to say anything about. And trust me, I get that. She's one of the people who created the server. It is technically her space, so it kind of makes sense as to why nobody's gonna step in and be like, wait, you need to stop acting this way. And I mean, so many people have already left that server and they've decided, you know what, Sarah is not worth my time. But more to the point, I really think it was a bad idea for the original poster to dump all that baggage on Beth. She's probably sitting there like, wow, what is this guy talking about? I have nothing to do with this and I don't want to get involved. And here you are dumping all this weird emotional drama on me as if I'm your therapist. Like, I can definitely see how that would be really weird and kind of awkward, especially when you don't have all the stories right. I mean, Beth very clearly spent some time correcting the original poster on many points that they were clearly getting wrong. But here's the part that really bothers me the most. It's not necessarily anything that the original poster did. Yes, they probably should have held that in and shared that with anybody else. But it's the fact that Beth wanted to sit there and act like Sarah hasn't done all this weird toxic garbage. Like, even with all the weird things that Sarah has done and all the toxic things she's done and said to other people, even with all that out in the open, this Beth lady is still willing to defend Sarah in a roundabout way. Like, how can you seriously, at that point, not take some kind of like step back away from the Discord server and be like, wait a minute, maybe Sarah really is toxic. Maybe she is the problem in this situation. I don't know, it just seems really silly in my opinion to sit there and allow this original poster to say all these weird things about Sarah and not even once coming down to the ground floor and seeing where the original poster's coming from. So yes, you did mess up, but I really think you got out of a really toxic friend group because none of these other people have ever sent you a DM back. And that, in my opinion, is a clear sign that these are no longer real life friends, but instead they're more like internet acquaintances, which in my opinion, I think most people in any online interaction would definitely fall under that category. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories, check out the playlist at the top of the description. And if you want some chill music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, subscribe to Am I the Genius. Everything will be linked down below in the description.